Expect lots of loud cheering from fans in Foxborough tonight. Following a summer of watching their team fend off cheating allegations, tonight the fans get to see the New England Patriots unfurl their fourth Super Bowl banner. As the defending champs, the Pats host the first game of the season tonight when they take on the Pittsburgh Steelers. For a preview of the 2015-2016 Patriots, we checked in with ESPN Boston football writer Mike Reese. Mike, let's start with the off-season controversies, the off-season drama. How does this team look at Deflategate and the wider allegations about cheating years ago by stealing other team secrets? Are they viewed as black eyes?
Well, I think they're viewed as unfortunate, first and foremost, Bob, because what they want to be focused on is the season opener against the Pittsburgh Steelers. The way they view this is that, look, we were tried and prosecuted for the videotaping. Why is this coming up again now? And as for the deflated footballs, there was no direct evidence. So a lot of disappointment inside team headquarters.
So are the controversies distracting or are they a motivation for the team, an extra motivation?
More distracting, Bob. Tom Brady missed three practices because he had to be in court in New York. So as much as they try to not make these things a distraction, when you have your top player missing practices because of them, it can't help but be a distraction. One thing that players have said to me is that it hasn't really been addressed to them at all. Inside the facility, they see the words "ignore the noise" on the door every time they enter the facility, and Bill Belichick wants them to focus on their jobs more than this controversy. And it seems like, for most of them, they've been able to do that.
Let's move on to the season itself. Of course, there are new faces on this team in Foxborough, a few fan favorites who've moved on to other teams. So how much different is this year's New England Patriots squad from the Super Bowl champions of last season?
Significantly different, and I'll use the words of Pittsburgh Steelers quarterback Ben Roethlisberger to explain it. He said that their defense looks different, specifically without cornerback Darrell Revis. And the Patriots are going to be relying on Super Bowl hero Malcolm Butler to try to replace him.
Is he ready for that responsibility?
Well, I don't think anyone knows the answer to that, Bob. He only played 16% of the defensive snaps last year, so it's going to be about whether he can do it consistently. One thing he does have going for him, if he can make that type of play in the biggest stage in the Super Bowl to basically win the Super Bowl for the Patriots, if you're a Patriots follower, you have to feel pretty good that the odds are high that he might be able to deliver.
Let's move on to the offense. The issue early on in the season might be injuries. Wide receiver Brandon LaFell on injured reserve. Receiver Julian Edelman was out during a lot of training camp. The center Brian Stork will miss the opener on injured reserve. How concerned should the Patriots be about all that?
Well, I think concern is a fair word. It's also important to point out that the Steelers themselves have a lot of the same issues. So in a way, it almost balances itself out specific to this game. But protecting Tom Brady with those offensive linemen up front is so important. And if you miss your starting center, Brian Stork, what I think people should be watching for in this game is, do the Pittsburgh Steelers get pressure right up the middle on Tom Brady, and how does that disrupt what the Patriots are trying to do on offense?
All right, let me ask about Tom Brady and another key member of the offense, tight end Rob Gronkowski. They're both healthy. Are they key to this team's success, at least early on this year, if not through the whole season?
Bob, if you were to make a list of the 53 players on the Patriots roster, 1 to 53 in terms of their importance to the team, Tom Brady would be number one, and Rob Gronkowski would be number two. And that is not overstating it. Bill Belichick has said as much. Bill Belichick didn't play Rob Gronkowski in the preseason because he was so concerned that he might have an injury. That tells us all we need to know about his value to the team.
Well, we get to the bottom line, I guess, in a way. Repeat Super Bowl victories are rare, as we know. The last team to do it, though, was the Patriots. How good are their chances this year of repeating?
I think they have a good chance, Bob. If you were to take eight teams out of the 32 in the NFL that really are the favorites, they're in the group of eight. And we know how this turns out. It's awfully hard to project injuries and how things will unfold over the course of a season. If they stay healthy, the Patriots usually get better as the year goes on and put themselves in position for a championship this year should be no different.
Mike Reese covers the New England Patriots for ESPNBoston.com. Mike, as always, thanks for your insight.
Thanks for having me, Bob.